is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. U.S. officials tell CBS News Ukraine has used American missiles to attack targets in Russia for the first time.
These are U.S.-supplied ATACMS weapons, those long-range weapons fired into Russian soil. These are longer-range, carrying a different warhead, for the first time being used against Russian targets on Russian soil.
Correspondent Charlie Daggett at the Pentagon says it comes as Russia's Vladimir Putin lowered the threshold for a nuclear strike in response to a broader range of conventional attacks.
Quoting officials here, there's been nothing to indicate that anything has changed in terms of Russia's nuclear posture or anything in terms of America's defense for that nuclear posture. And there are many signals, many flags that go up if there is a change in terms of moving weapons around or in terms of readiness.
A New York judge is considering how the U.S. Supreme Court immunity decision affects Donald Trump's hush money conviction and whether his sentencing next week should proceed. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
There are real constitutional arguments that it would just place an undue burden on the transition into the presidency, on Trump taking office, to have him sentenced now or to have a sentence even looming over his head.
Reports say President-elect Trump is now calling senators directly to lobby for his attorney general pick, Matt Gaetz. CBS News has learned two women told the House Ethics Committee they were paid to have sex with Gaetz, and one claims he had sex with an underage girl. Attorney Joel Leppard represents one of the women.
The testimonies of her and the other 11 individuals that testified would show that this actually did happen, and the American people would know, and they could decide if that's the person they want to be the next Attorney General of the United States.
Gaetz has denied any wrongdoing. In Washington, New York's Hakeem Jeffries was reelected House Democratic leader this morning. President Biden spoke today to the G20 summit in Rio.
History is watching. I urge us to keep faith and keep going. This is the single greatest existential threat to humanity if we do not deal with climate change.
Stormy weather's in the forecast for parts of the West. CBS Philadelphia meteorologist Grant Gilmore tracking it.
This low pressure system heading toward the Pacific Northwest will bring significant impacts over the next several days. We're talking about heavy rainfall. Some places could see nearly 20 inches of rain. You've got flash flooding concerns, heavy snow in the higher elevations, up to 3 feet of snowfall.
New York City yesterday issued its first drought warning in 22 years. Wall Street's right now, the Dow is down 210 points. The S&P is down 2. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Another state title could come to Racine Thursday night. St. Cats will compete in the Division IV state championship game against Baldwin-Woodville Thursday night at 7. The game will be broadcast here on WRJN with coverage starting at 6:30. Kenosha officials are reviewing plans for a data center campus near I-94. If approved, the land west of 142 would be annexed from the town of Paris into Kenosha. Racine County has their own data center project going up, with Microsoft's ongoing $3.3 billion project in Mount Pleasant. The town of Waterford is considering a long-term contract with the Racine County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling presented options to town residents last night. The Sheriff's Office has been helping in Waterford since investigations into the department started earlier this year. And the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission has approved the initial phase of the Highland Estates subdivision. That is set to bring 700 residential units over the next decade. The project still needs approval from the full village board. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks over the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks making a comeback late in the fourth quarter to beat the Houston Rockets 101-100. Damian Lillard with the go-ahead points with 3 seconds left. The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night at 6:30. College football. Luke Fickell addresses why he fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, with still 2 regular season games left to play.
The basic gist, what I told the team, it's not about play calls. It's not about points scored. It's not about touchdowns. It's moving forward with leadership, and that's you know, to me, what we have to do and why we're doing it right now.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday after beating the Bears in Chicago by a blocked field goal on the game's final play.
You know, that's this league, and you look around the league, most of these games are going down to the final drive. You better stay resilient. You better keep fighting and have that never say die mentality, and I think that's what showed on that final play.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The rain goes away today, but the wind does not. Expect cloudy skies with blustery conditions. Winds as high as 40 miles per hour, with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows near 40. Those winds will back off a little, but still a bit on the breezy side. It's 58 at our studios.
Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey! Local News. Timeless is right here. WRJ. And I'm Cindy Huber, and our artist of record, Stevie Wonder, this hour when you hear My Cherie Amore. You'll win the album to that, and we're doing it before noon. Be ready. If I didn't know any better, I'd think this was a contest song. It is! Call number 5262-634-WRJN.
Bye.
There you go. Stevie Wonder, My Sharia Moore. Congratulations, my winner, Joe Vallon, who was my fifth caller here. God, that was so much fun. Thank you so much for doing this contest with me. I really hope you're having fun with this. We were trying to do stuff that we thought you would have a blast with, and this was one. And what's cool is y'all recognize the song. I didn't, you know, I came and said, you know, this is the song. And but you were already calling, so I really appreciate this. I hope you're having fun with this. Joe Vallon, congratulations. He's got himself a Stevie Wonder album. And next up, Jim Croce tomorrow. Before 1 o'clock, when you hear Jim Croce, you be my fifth caller at WRJN 262-634-WRJN. And the real winner is my buddy Ray at Time and Again. So you can come out and check his awesome, awesome music and more store in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. He has everything, Ray does. And he's right there on 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, just down by the Schoolhouse Antique Mall. And you will have a blast when you walk in there and see what he's got. And the guy's an expert on all things music. So you got to check it out. And of course, I hope you're having fun with this, our last week. Jim Croce tomorrow, and then we'll have Thursday and Friday, and also on Friday. We'll do the Friday giveaway early, and then we'll draw for the record player at noon here at WRJN.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser. Bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. An important message about your timeshare from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. Contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance, and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about timeshare cancellation.
Call 800-611-7272. 800-611-7272.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovell has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
You're gonna want me for your first.
local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. Tomorrow's going to be a real windy day. Keep that in mind if you're driving the highway. Some of the wind gusts could be over 40 miles per hour.
Talked to me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. One more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on. Hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on. Hold on. I told him I'm in no hurry. But if I broke her heart, then won't you tell her I'm sorry?
Monkees, right? I love that song. You know, you never hear it. You never hear that song anymore. But boy, it's like one of my favorites from it. Just the guitar itself. It's just unbelievable. So as perfect as a song you can get, that's my opinion, and not necessarily the opinion of everybody else at the radio station. Well, of course, if it isn't, then they suck. You know, so, all right, we got news here for you. We've got Stuart J. Waddles of Local News right here on WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The town of Waterford is considering contracting with the Racine County Sheriff's Office for long-term law enforcement services. It's a temporary solution in place now due to staffing issues in the Waterford department. Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling presented some options to town residents last night. Schmaling and the county took over policing duties in May after investigations into Waterford officers. Town officials say they intend to hold more public meetings to discuss the future of their law enforcement. Charges have been filed in Racine County for a 38-year-old man accused of attempted homicide. Police say Damian Anderson is charged in connection with a September shooting near 20th and Kearney. A victim told police Anderson shot at her ex-boyfriend. Anderson was also allegedly romantically linked to the victim. He faces up to 60 years in prison if convicted of the attempted homicide charge. And a whole bunch of houses are coming to Kenosha County. A step forward has been taken in Pleasant Prairie's housing expansion. The Plan Commission has okayed the initial phase of the Highland Estates subdivision. The project will introduce 700 residential units over a decade. The new housing is going up between 93rd and 104th Streets. The project still needs approval from the full village board. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The rain goes away today, but the wind does not. Expect cloudy skies with blustery conditions. Winds as high as 40 miles per hour, with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows near 40. Those winds will back off a little, but still a bit on the breezy side. Right now, it's 57.
WRJN. A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write? day that I die. This will be the day that I die. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Be awesome. Don McLean on WRJN. This is a really nice day coming out, 50-some degree weather, and driving to work. And yet I see snow plows all over the place. It's scary.
Yeah.
Local News and Timeless is right here at WRJN. Time to Little Wilson Pickett right now.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang Sally now, baby. Oh, Lord. Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
Local News and Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. Wilson Pickett's Mustang Sally. You gotta have a Wilson Pickett song at least every other day just to get you in the right mood for things. And by things, I mean, you know, get down with your bad self. That's what I'm talking about. Paul Harvey is back on WRJN with the rest of the story. And it's now sponsored by the Racine Disc Center online at RacineDiscCenter.com. Check it out or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue. Go in there and just stick your head in there and thank him for bringing us Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with me, your buddy, Cindy Huber. It's a timeless piece of history. Twice each weekday on WRJN, all courtesy of the Racine Disc Center.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This Thanksgiving, Target makes hosting easy with our lowest prices of the season. Like Good & Gather Premium Turkey for 79 cents a pound and Quality Green Beans for 55 cents. Or Classic Stovetop Stuffing on sale for $1.99. And delicious Favorite Day Apple or Pumpkin Pie for only $4.49. Plus, get unlimited same-day delivery with a free 14-day trial of Target Circle 360 to make planning even easier. Save more on hosting. Happier holidays from Target. Restrictions apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now, lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
You can't have fun on a Tuesday. Not me. That's the Osmonds, and this is Bobby, the Bobby Fuller Four. Say that 10 times past. I can't. I'm breaking rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. I left my baby and it feels so bad. I guess my
WRJN.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say. I dig the mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got the good thing going when the words don't get in the way. Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. Yeah.
Tiny Finn, candy Finn, a gin, chip that way. His Chris, tell images. He tell you about the brighter day.
And when the Beatles. Could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines.
Local news and timeless is right here at WRJN. Peter Paul and Mary Duggan, rock and roll music. That's Stuart J. Waddles coming up with local news. CBS National News and Mike Clemens with sports, all just minutes away here. WRJN with bread.
Hey, have you ever tried really reaching out for the other side? I may be climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this song is leading, make it with you. I really think that we could make it good. No, you don't know me well, and every little thing only time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you. Make it.